Please close your eyes and get into a comfortable position. And get in touch with any feelings of stress, overwhelm, exhaustion, or burnout you may be feeling. Just notice, how does this feel in your body? Is it a feeling of heaviness or achiness, tension? So I'd invite you to use some sort of supportive touch. Might be putting both hands over your heart, or giving yourself a hug, or maybe holding your center just below your rib cage, so that you're actually literally holding yourself in the midst of these uncomfortable physical sensations of stress or overwhelm or burnout. Imagine that you're holding yourself and filling your body with warmth and understanding. And actually checking in, is there any part of you that is judging yourself for feeling the way you do? Maybe you think you should be stronger or should be able to hack it. All right, see if you can let go of these judgments. Remembering how human it is to feel overwhelmed by stress. And that in fact, when the stress exceeds our ability to cope with it, which happens often, it's so natural that we become exhausted and burnt out, depleted. This is human. You might imagine that you have a good friend that's also feeling stressed or burnt out. What words of understanding or support or kindness might you say naturally to your friend? Can you say something similar to yourself? So instead of resisting the stress or overwhelm or immediately wanting it to go away, see if you can just allow yourself to feel what you feel. With warmth and kindness. But also considering, is there any way you can help yourself feel less stressed Maybe you can say no to a request on your time. Draw a boundary. Take a little space for yourself. Make a change. So tender self-compassion allows us to accept ourselves and our emotions. And fierce self-compassion asks, can we take some action to help? And even if there's not much we can do, the very fact of giving ourselves encouragement and support and kindness will actually give us more energy and resources to live day by day in kindness and compassion.